Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the DSM conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press double zero on your push-button phone. Now, I would like to turn over the call to Mr. Steven Hoefting. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this conference call on DSM's 2016 full year and fourth quarter results, which we published earlier this morning. Sitting here with me are both Mr. Feike Sijbesma, our CEO and Chairman of the Managing Board, and Mrs. Geraldine Matchett, our CFO and also a member of the Managing Board of DSM. Now, they will elaborate on the results, and after that, are available to answer your questions. We have 30 minutes this morning, so that's until 8:30 A.M. As a reminder, today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements. In that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. Now, I'd like to hand the call over to Feike and to Geraldine. Feike, please go ahead.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you all for being in the call. I'm together with Geraldine here. Let me make some introduction remarks, and then together we will answer your questions. Today's results of DSM are very strong 2016, and we clearly delivered on the goals well ahead of the targets we set at the end of 2015. Pleased to report a very good year. Sales for the company as a whole were up almost 8 billion euros in total, 4% organic growth, and good growth in basically both our nutrition and our materials business. Strong EBITDA growth in the high teens, exactly 17%, almost double of what we said before. Also our return on capital employed, almost 280 basis points, an increase from 7.6% to 10.4%, almost three times better than we expected before. All well ahead of our midterm targets. Strong focus on operational performance during the whole year, as we have promised already in 2015, and good execution of all our growth initiatives. Of course, also on our efficiency and cost-saving programs. Positive pricing in nutrition and benefiting also from low input costs in materials. Also on that side, cost good, growth good, pricing okay. On all the elements, I think we delivered. Also capital allocation, very prudent and disciplined, working capital management, cash generation, and cash from operating activities almost 30% up to over 1 billion. Net profit, also a strong increase to over 600 million during the year, also due to the start of the monetization of the non-core, already deconsolidated joint ventures. Dividend policy, you know the dividend policy of DSM, stable, preferably rising, and we propose to the shareholders to increase the dividend this year from 1.65 to 1.75 per ordinary share. Those were the financial highlights. There's more. To zoom in a little bit on nutrition. Strong year, as I said, 5% organic growth, in fact, in all our nutrition businesses. In animal, we did well, with the exception, I need to say, of Latin America, due to the weak economic situation, and especially in Brazil. Human nutrition, very good step up, if I'm honest, with 4% growth during the year. Also our eye health business and dietary supplements doing well. Also food specialties, good volume growth, hydrocolloids, enzymes, et cetera. Nutrition developed well, EBITDA more than 13% up, EBITDA margin around 18%, which is the goal for the period towards 2018, to be in the 18%-20% bracket, and we already reached this year the 18%. Materials, as I said, also there, strong performance, and especially also because we are switching in our materials to more and more specialties business, and that is paying off. Volumes were up strongly. prices were down a little bit, not worrisome at all, because that's reflecting the low input prices, because our margins went up in materials over the whole year, around 17.3, 17.5 almost, margin in materials, EBITDA margin, versus almost 2% less last year. Total materials EBITDA also increased 13%, so did do well. Next to the business, we're transforming our organization, we're lowering our cost, we're leveraging all our services, we're making the company more agile, more resilient, and more market focused, and totally focused also on to deliver all our cost savings. On a run rate, we achieved almost 110 million savings this year compared with the reference point we have in 2014. As I mentioned, 2016, we started monetization of some of our joint ventures, amongst others due to the IPO of Patreon in the United States. And besides all of that, we make progress on our innovation and sustainability agenda. The innovation center, our new business there, the emerging business in biomedical, bio-based products, advanced solar, all made progress during the year. But also in the sustainability area, we were again number one globally in the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. We decreased our own footprint and greenhouse gas emission, energy efficiency, and all that stuff. And also on the people side, increased and improved our safety performance and rose our employee engagement. So sounds a little bit maybe boring that it's all good news, but to be honest, I think that DSM can look back to a very good year, 2016, in which many things turned out the way even better than we predicted. Yeah, what about 2017 then? I need to say the macroeconomic conditions are, of course, uncertain. I need also to say that the comparative basis for 2017 compared with a very strong year 2016 will be more tough. Nevertheless, we expect, again, a further improvement of our profit and profitability in 2017. You can read our outlook in our press release, which is the adjusted EBITDA and the ROCE targets, which we mentioned before also in our strategy 2018. So all in all, good year, all in all, with full confidence to 2017. Please, operator, open the floor for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we begin the question and answer session now. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Go ahead, star 1 for questions. The first question is for Mr. Vincent Croft from AMP. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Indeed, pretty solid set of results. Slightly higher than you, the rise of EBITDA, slightly higher than you you predicted, and pretty much in line with analyst estimates, these results. But for 2017, you said you expect a high single-digit rise in EBITDA. That's probably a little bit more careful than you had expected for 2016. Can you elaborate a bit on that? Why are you, slightly more careful?
Okay, thanks. By the way, we are a company promoting diversity. It is ladies and gentlemen, because our CFO sitting next to me.
Oh,
Geraldine? No problem, but I want to make the point how diverse our company is. And let's go back to 2016, maybe even end of 15. We promised at that moment, in the years to come, a high single-digit growth for
yes.
Hopefully for 17, hopefully for 18. In 16, you said we did slightly better. That's a judgment. We did almost double of a high single-digit because we came out of 17. Double.
Yeah, but you had a low to mid-teens.
We upgraded. Correct. We upgraded it during
the year.
If I look back to our strategic plan, we hold ourselves responsible on how we set our strategy. We said high single digit in every year from 16 to 18. Now, this year we didn't do high single digit in 2016. We did double of that in 17. And for 17 this year, we again say high single digit. And compared with the huge step up we made in 2016, I would not call that modest, but that's my
All
view,
right.
And I'm biased on our company, but I would not call that modest.
Okay, okay. So that's still pretty decent. And, you said that macroeconomic conditions remain uncertain. In which way, what parts are is DSM mostly worried? Is it political or...
If you look to the total economy, IMF figures, World Bank figures, they indicate also about some concerns about what is happening in the economy in the world. Europe, to be honest, and the Netherlands is doing pretty good because we see a good step up in Europe, although from a low level. United States continues to grow well. China continues to grow well. But Brazil, Latin America, some other regions are doing a little bit worse, or in Brazil substantially worse than a couple of years ago, to be honest, and we see it also in our business. So that's sure an area of concern. And the other thing is you read the newspapers, or you even make it. Everybody in the world is a little bit concerned about political situations, what can happen. It's too early to speculate, and we said in our outlook, despite that uncertainty, because nobody can predict, we aim at a high single digit. You call decent, I call good. Improvement in the year.
You say we're not taking any concrete steps in any way to address these uncertainties?
No, I think you
just wait and see and...
No. I correct a little bit. We don't wait and see. We're very active in China. We do very well. We had 6-7% growth in line with the growth of the Chinese economy in total. Europe is stepping up. United States doing well. We switch our portfolio more and more to specialties, which is more resilient than let's say the commodity part of the business. And it's that we switch portfolio more to which are needed in the world. So I think with that we respond to the situation. We're very prudent on the cost side to be prepared if things turn out not so well. So we don't wait and see. We don't sit on our hands. If you look in the company, it's very, very active dealing with the whole situation. Speculation, what will happen in the elections in the Netherlands or the new administration in the US or those kinds of things, that will be speculations.
Okay. All right, I've asked enough. I'll leave it to a colleague for some more. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Miss Ellen Proper from Bloomberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, all. The margins went up in materials over the whole year. And during the third quarter, DSM expressed that the margins could lose 150 basis points as a result of higher prices for supplies. Could you now indicate to what extent this is going to impact, what it will have for impact in 2017? Because could you confirm that figure you indicated during the third quarter?
Geraldine, do you want to say something about margin development in our material business?
Yes, so as good morning, everybody. As we have mentioned throughout the year, and you can see quite clearly still in the full year results, we have seen generally a low input cost environment during the year. Hence, we closed the year at a 17.3%. What we have been indicating this quarter is that we have had a combination of factors that have resulted in a slightly lower margin in Q4. Some incidentals which happen in the business from time to time in the quarter, but also a slight increase in the input cost trend. So what we have indicated is that broadly the margins could come down a bit if the input costs continue on this trajectory, potentially around 100 basis points. but we are still confident that we are able to react to these trends, amongst others, by adjusting our prices. So we will see how this evolves over time. But it's not a very marked trend at this point.
Okay, because what do latest sites show on fading raw material cost benefits?
What do, sorry, I didn't catch the question.
What do the latest signs show on these raw material cost benefits? What are the latest developments in the market? What do you see happening?
Yes, yeah, so we see a gradual increase in low input costs. So we have a lot of materials that come broadly from an oil start, so various precursors to our products. Now, they're quite diversified now. We're not as concentrated maybe as we were in the past. But what you're seeing is a slight trend upwards in that sense across a number of them. So it's not a particular material or a particular raw material that we use which is driving it. It's a little bit across the board. But as I mentioned, this is not a marked movement. It's just an underlying trend that we're seeing at present.
Okay, thank you. And could you elaborate on the cost savings you expect to realize in 2017, as in 2016 costs were cut by 110 million and the target is 300 million by end 2018?
Yes, so indeed we are perfectly on track with all our programs. We've been working very hard at that during the year. What we are disclosing and showing here in our report is that we are closing the year having effectively put in place what will amount to 110 million of cost reductions for the year on a run rate basis. And here I'm comparing to 2014. So actually we're a little bit ahead of what we had scheduled for this, so it's going well. Now our ambition for the coming year, and it's kind of reflected in that graph, is probably an additional around 80 million that we will be able to lock in. And that is a continuation of the existing programs. We always said at the Capital Markets Day in 2015 that this would take 2 to 3 years to put in place, and we're fully on track. So to your question, it's another 80. Now, in terms of the ultimate ambition of the programs, we had given a range of 250 to 300 million. It's a little early yet to say exactly where we will land within that, but it's good to report that we're well on track and even a little bit ahead at this stage.
Okay, thank
you. Next question. Operator, thanks.
The next question is from Edwin van der Schoot from De Telegraaf. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, to Ms. Matchett and Steve and Tyke, of course. I have two questions. The first one would be, your 2018 goals or targets, that they're a little bit different, of course, in the way that they were laid down than we usually see from similar companies. So that leads to my question. Now that you've had such an excellent 2016, it's going to be very difficult to sustain these numbers in 2017 because you're going to have a very difficult reference year. So would it be possible somewhere in this year or maybe the next year that you would have to change, so to speak, the numbers in the 2018 goals that you laid down in 2015. So that's my first question, and the second question would be on monetizing your partnerships, as you named it. Can you give us any timeline on possible revenues you expect from there, and also possible spending? I mean, you've given us an indication that you want a stable or rising dividend policy, but could we also see, as I think you said before in the past, possibly see some acceleration in M&A spending on that side? Thank you.
Okay. First, the targets. End 2015, we went for a strategic period till end of 2018, so 16, 17, 18. And we said we aim to increase our EBITDA high single digit during every year in that period. Now, you can debate what high single digit is, pick a number and multiply that by three. And then you come maybe on a total profit increase as an average over that whole period. And I don't make that calculation, but some analysts took a figure around 8 or whatever, times 3 is around 25% over that whole period. But we said high single digit. Now, this year we did 17%. And you could say, okay, so what is then the target for the coming year? And the coming year is again high single digit. So that is why we call this also well ahead of our strategic plans. I don't think we should change our targets now. I think it's even a good sign that we again say high single digit after such a strong year 2016. And even when the world looks a little bit worse or a little bit better, you don't change your goals and you change your targets. You keep that constant and you report that you are behind or better. And in this case, we are running up front. And if we make again a step up in 2017, we are well ahead of those targets. So we keep that. Monetization of the joint ventures. Indeed, we said we will take the period up and until 2018. If it takes a few months or half a year longer or shorter, etc., I don't mind, because at this very moment we are not busy with bigger acquisitions. But at a certain moment, towards the end of the planning period, towards the end of 18, of course we have much more cash in from the divestments, and we will again spend that into acquisitions. But that is more towards 18 or the end of 18, could also be 19, could be a little bit earlier. We don't give an exact timing of this. But at this very moment, we are busy with improving the performance of the company. And to be honest, that's running very well. Cash generation of the company is doing very well. And out of our just normal operations, we can afford increasing our dividend. And that's why we said we will increase. And it's also a sign of confidence the future in the company. Good. Thanks, operator.
The next question is from Hans Verbraken from Financieel Dagblad. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Siebersma and Mr. Machet. I have a question still about Chemical Invest. Is it? Can I conclude that the business is going better in the last quarter? You see better EBITDA, better net results. Can you say it's going better?
Yeah, you can say that. So correct and well spotted. It's not our core business because we only own 35% of that business. The majority is owned by CVC. So we are a little bit on the bandwagon here. We are not steering it. We more as a financial holding of the company. But it's doing better, which is good news. And compare and the same as the question we just had of the Telegraph. Also that business we want to monetize and want to step out over the coming period or coming years. And if it's doing better, that it's promising for the potential proceeds we can get out of this business.
Yes, and the next question is, you didn't mention anything about the vitamins E. Is the price again stabilized?
Yeah, we didn't discuss vitamin E yet, because we discussed that in many calls, and it
yes.
has a huge impact on our profit. But the average price in 2016, where we ended up, is more or less the same as in 15. It spiked during the year, but we said, don't be carried away. It can be temporarily, and turned out to be temporarily. At this price levels, we can live with that. Of course, I like higher price levels more, but we can live and we can be very competitive at this price level. And we do not anticipate now on all kinds of increases, although if prices can increase, of course, we like that.
But it was at a certain point 5 euro per kilo.
Yep.
And then it went better and it was $8. And is it now
around 5 again? Yeah.
Around 5 again. So so the competition is very fierce.
No, there was a temporary spike, and We said that was during Q2 in 2016, and we said be careful a little bit on most likely the temporarily of that spike. At this moment, it's back again where it was, and once again. But be careful, the vitamins are 30% of our total nutrition business, so 70% is other stuff. Vitamin E is our nutrition business, which is only 60% of our total business. It is, vitamin E is 6% of our nutrition business. So let's be careful to overshoot the importance of vitamin E. You might say back, well, you mentioned it yourself a couple of years ago, and then we started.
Right.
You're right. Because at that moment, it was a much bigger part of our profit because we had, as an average, much higher prices. And they came down to the level that you indicate. At this level, we can compete. And but at this level, it is a smaller product in our product portfolio. You can turn it more positive. That means that many other businesses have been growing very well because our total EBITDA has been substantially up.
Right, yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Operator, if you've got time for maybe one more question.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have an additional question, please press star one on your telephone. There is one question from Mr. Vincent Croft from AMP. Please go ahead.
Yes, final question then. I heard the words M&A of the there was a little bit of talk of M&A. What's the position by DSM on mergers and acquisitions? Are you active in that? Do you have anything in the planning, or are you conservative? Or can you tell a little bit about that?
Yep, clear statement is at this very moment, I'm not busy, I'm not looking for bigger acquisitions. That is a clear statement.
All right.
At this moment, the company is busy with increasing its operational performance by organic growth, by innovation, by cost reduction, as we did very strongly in 16, and we continue with that in 17. Towards the end of the strategic period, towards the end of 18, we have to monetize our joint ventures, and at that moment in time, acquisitions will be back at the table again, but not at the moment.
All right. And any divestments?
I think we are very happy with the portfolio we created over the years. That's the whole strategic story. We're very proud on the portfolio we've created. And what we're doing now is getting the maximum out of that portfolio. Therefore, this focus on organic growth, innovation, sustainability, cost reductions, to get really to show how good that portfolio is. That's what we're doing at this very moment. Positions later on. Thanks very much for that question, and I could elucidate. With that, I would like to close the call and take over from Steve a little bit here, but we are on a tight schedule this morning, and you also, because there are many other companies reporting. 16, very strong year of DSM, EBITDA up, return on capital employed up, well ahead medium-term targets, looking confident to 2017, indeed, despite what you mentioned, the macroeconomics and the higher comparative basis, like Telegraph asked correctly, yes, 2016 was very strong. Do you expect again a step up in 2017? The answer is yes. And we are, I think, progressing very well in our strategic plan towards 2018. I thank you all very much. I hand over to Steve for joining the call. Some of you I will speak later on during the day. But I appreciate your interest in DSM, especially during such an extreme busy day for many of you. Thanks.
Thanks very much indeed, Feike, Geraldine. Thanks, everyone, for calling this morning. Have a good day, and we'll speak to you later on. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. You may now disconnect your line. Have a nice day. Thank you.